Check out Les Délices Lafrenière online at lesdelicelafrenière.com or at any of their 5 stores to order your custom cakes, pick up great pastries, voted best of Montreal year after year, and for a reason, they're simply delicious. Simplement délicieux, Les Délices Lafrenière. Head to any Baton Rouge until March 13th for a very exclusive drive-by podcast deal. It's their signature spinach dip, free of charge. You could use the coupon as many times as you want. Go to Real Drive-By Podcast on Instagram to get that coupon. Spend at least $40, get your free spinach dip for the next week at Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of paid sponsors.
This is the Drive-By with Freeway Frank.
The Drive-By Podcast, brought to you by OwnSpace. 40 years ago, and I remember like it was yesterday, when Just for Laughs came to Montreal. It was started right here in Montreal, and like everything else that's good in this city, bye-bye. Just for Laughs has filed for creditor protection, and it looks like that's it. Gone. They're not ruling out a possible, I guess, scaled down version next year, but I don't believe it. JFL, French and English, gone after 40 years. Came onto the scene. Last year was the 40th anniversary. Now, I'm Freeway Frank. Hi, by the way. This is the Thursday edition. Thank you for listening in. I'm skeptical. And I think there are a lot of ways to look at the demise of Just for Laughs. Now, I've spent quite a bit of time with the head of Just for Laughs over the years. He's a gentleman, wonderful man, wonderful family man, has always respected me. I've mentioned to him a few times prior to this happening that it would be great to have him here on the podcast. And now more than ever, it would be great to have Bruce, who I believe has kept his job for now, Bruce Hills of Just for Laughs. But now more than ever would be a great time to be sitting right across from him. And I would ask these questions. This is what I want to know. How does the biggest comedy festival in the world, the one that attracts the biggest comics, the most popular ones, venues across the city, spread everywhere, a comedy festival everybody comes, you know, from far away to see. Literally, Montreal was always on the map, but things like this, the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival, like Montreal Canadiens, the F1, over the years has put this great city on the map. But now, like everything else in Quebec, it goes down the you-know-what, the crapper. And I'm trying to figure out, like every other Montrealer, what the heck happened. I'm suspicious. Because my question right away would be, how does the biggest, most popular comedy festival in the world end up like this? It makes absolutely no sense to me. Now, I have some ideas, okay? And I know that Bell purchased, what was it, majority, 51%, something like that, of this comedy festival. I also know that everything that Bell touches turns to shit eventually. So that's suspicion number one. And I know the Molson family also owns it. I'm not going to say anything because Jeff has always been another gentleman to me. So I'm not going to go down that road and say anything. As well as the fact he owns the most storied franchise on the planet. A franchise the Montreal Canadiens I've always loved and supported. Haven't always agreed to how they do things, but that's neither here nor there. Who am I to speak? I don't own the Montreal Canadiens. I'm just a fan like everybody else is. Okay, so I'll respect that. I could also go through the Rolodex of, was the festival getting too woke? All that stuff, was it changing with comedy as comedy has been, you know, people have been trying to change comedy, make it more politically correct in the last few years? I don't think so. I think JFL, I mean, some of the biggest shows I went to with JFL the last couple of years that I enjoyed were, you know, the ethnic show, that they took it away because of the whole, you know, ethnic can't do that. So there's a possibility there, but they never got rid of the nasty show. But at the same time, though, there are comedians that I know for a fact that I've spoken to and some that I've gotten to know that have not been invited or asked to perform. Some may have performed in the past, some have never performed because of their content, okay? So again, who knows about that one, but it's just something that I bring up on, once again, on the list of suspicions that I have. Another thing is, I thought that they were getting grants. I'm almost sure that Quebec, Canada, film, whatever, national film, whatever it is, that they've gotten grants from the government over the, you know, in the past. So I look at it as, I look at it this way. The Montreal is spending all this money, or Quebec, I should say, is spending all this money on a brand new roof for the Olympic Stadium, which is going to cost almost $1 billion. They're going to shut down a 50-something-year-old stadium for 4 years to fix a roof. Basically, you're fixing picture the toilet cover. It's a great analogy. It's a toilet cover, all right? So you're fixing the toilet cover, and you're shutting your bathroom down for a week till somebody, you can't use your bathroom because the cover, for whatever reason, I don't know if this analogy works, and you're going to spend all this time not using the bathroom because the toilet cover doesn't work. You can never cover the, so until you fix it, in this case, the Olympic Stadium is going to take 4 years to cover with a brand new roof, and you know it's going to go, the bill's going to go way over $1 billion that they could spend money on. Closing down the stadium for 4 years to build a new roof on something that's been decaying forever and was never built properly in the first place. But what, the government is not willing to step in and save, just for laughs, something that brings in, I mean, let's think about this. This is not only the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. This is a negative for the city of Montreal. It's just another thing that we lose. It added to the list of things that leave and depart from Quebec. Whichever way you look at it, it's just another thing that was here for so long and is gone now for whatever reason that I'm trying to figure out here, okay? So it is sad to me, and it's great for the economy. It's just like the F1. You lose the F1, you lose a big piece of Montreal in the summer. You know, you have the Jazz Festival, and you've got the Just for Laughs Festival, and you got all the concerts, the outdoor concerts that come, Oceaga, and all these other shows that come to the city. In Montreal, it's notorious. For summer in Montreal, it's great. And for people who decide not to go over to Europe, Montreal's as close to Europe that you can get, the closest you could get without crossing the ocean. So it's the best of both worlds. And by losing this festival, you lose it. What goes with it is a piece of Montreal as well. So I, like everyone else, have sat back in my chair trying to figure out what it is. Well, I brought a whole bunch of things up on the podcast here today. And now I ask you on the other side what you think. But I think that something just doesn't feel right. And it just doesn't make sense. You know, you look at Formula One, it's the what, top grossing event on the planet, sporting event. It's like the biggest one. I believe it has a bigger, what is it, GDP than most countries. And now I know there are fact checkers who listen to my podcast because they write to me all the time saying, okay, Frank, you missed that. You should have fact checked it. It's actually this, whatever the case is. Sometimes I speak off the cuff most of the time. And the whole point is it's bigger than some small countries. And it would be dismal to the economy. It would have a huge effect if we did lose something like F1. And Just for Laughs, to me, I put in a similar category. The same way we lost Major League Baseball but no one seemed to care, but now everybody seems to care now. And the way we lost half of Montreal when they made, when, you know, four, so many ex-Montrealers left for Toronto and other promised lands out west in Canada because they've had it with language or whatever the case. You know, if they were just canceling the English version of Montreal, I would definitely bring up, well, this has something to do with language. It doesn't, because they're canceling the French one as well. It all gets canceled. So I'm not going to start with all these conspiracies that, you know, it's separatist, they want this show out, whatever the case, most of the big comedians are English. No, I'm not even going to go down that rabbit hole, because I am perplexed as to how a big comedy show like this does not have money to continue on. What are your thoughts? Let me know. You could always reach me. If you're listening on Spotify, you could actually comment, and everyone will see those comments on Spotify as well, or reach me at Freeway Frank on Instagram anytime. As I was looking up this story, because I'm going to talk about it right now, this is what came up. Okay, so I'm looking up the story of Prime Minister Trudeau talking to King Charles. King Charles is battling cancer. Trudeau, in his smug way, whether you're seeing him talk in front of you, you're watching him, or you're reading a tweet, the smugness, like, it just pours out. So before I get to that, as I'm looking up the story, I see, people, you know, the people also ask question on Google, and what comes out is, how do you become Prime Minister of Canada? That made me laugh. Like, there's actual people typing, how do you become the Prime Minister of Canada? How do you do it? How does one do it? That's how many people probably don't like Trudeau and think, I could do this job. So that made me laugh, for starters. And then now to Justin Trudeau's tweet. Good to hear from King Charles III this morning. I let His Majesty know. So, see, he has to say it like, good to hear from King Charles. In other words, King Charles called me. I didn't call him to check up on him. Good to hear from King Charles III this morning. I let His Majesty know that Canadians are keeping him in our thoughts as he undergoes his cancer treatment. We spoke about a number of national and global issues that matter to Canadians, and will remain, this is where he reassures Canadians, will remain in contact. To me, the phoniness in his tweets, it just spews out, man. I mean, it's just, I read this, and this is how I start my day. I shouldn't even start my day like this. And I start reading the tweets, and they annoy. They start to agitate me. This is why I can't pick up my phone too early in the morning, because it sets a precedent for the rest of the day. So, of course, I have to respond. Did you tell him that you're the actual King of Canada and that you throw everyday Canadians to the lions? This guy actually thinks and acts like he's king of the land. He doesn't know when to step aside. He doesn't know when or how to step down. He wouldn't care if his whole cabinet told him, the whole Liberal Party tried to push him out. He would try to do everything in his power to keep the power. Well, time is running out. And every day you read something new, whatever it is that comes up from people who actually like Justin Trudeau, make it sound as if basically the Conservatives have peaked and that it's all downhill from here, and that Trudeau, given the right strategy, could come back and win this. This is what they really believe. And I truly believe that if this were to happen, then it's completely and utterly rigged, because he is so far behind, so far behind. This would be the biggest political landslide victory by anybody in, I think, the history of this country, if it continues like this and it keeps going higher and higher. For it to completely turn around and go the other way, where Trudeau would, I guess, win another minority, would be unfathomable. But let's not even think about it, okay? Because I'm getting agitated just thinking about that. Les Délices Lafrenais. Incredible Zeppole. It's that time of the year. Beautiful pastries. You're looking to impress when you go to somebody's house. Small box, big box, they've got it all. Five locations. The hub in St. Leonard, where they make the beautiful stuff, the pastries. They even make stuff at the Brossard location. I watched them fill the cannoli. I watched them fill the lobster tails that Zeppelin prepared them. But there's nothing more fulfilling than watching it come together before you fresh and then putting it in your mouth. St. Leonard, Rosemere, Pointe Claire, Montreal West, and the newly expanded store in Brossard, it's Les Delices La Frenette. Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar, I was there tonight for dinner and had the Thai steak served on Asian slaw, mixed greens, marinated pink ginger, roasted sesame seeds, coriander, drizzled with a blend of sweet chili Thai sauce and ginger lime dressing. One of the best salads I've ever had in my life. I can't wait to go back. And also an exclusive to the Drive-By podcast until March 13th, the Baton Rouge signature spinach dip. Absolutely free if you spend a minimum $40, and you could use the coupon as many times as you want. Go to the Drive-By podcast page on Instagram at Real Drive-By Podcast and get a copy, a screenshot of that deal, and then show it to them and you'll get it absolutely free at any of the 29 locations. Find out the closest near you at batonrouge.ca. It's Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar. Look, I'm not saying I'm going to buy a Tesla now. That's not what I'm about to say. But I will say this. I didn't know how I was going to mention this because there's going to be a lot of disappointed people. But look, as I get older, I get wiser. And there's something about me, if you haven't figured out yet, then you need to know. Just because I say something or say something adamantly, i.e., I was vegan, I was vegetarian for almost 8 years. COVID came and went. I changed my mind on a few things. Just because I live a certain way and believe certain things, it doesn't mean my mind can't be changed. The minute you commit to a side and only a side, then you're never going to grow as a person. It makes you closed-minded. And that's not a way to live. I'm not saying here that all of a sudden I've been converted to the Tesla religion. Although I am a fan of Elon Musk, I've never been a fan of the Tesla. I may have mentioned it here on the podcast. I hate the sound it makes when it's backing up. Sounds like a spaceship. I hate the way it looks. I find it looks a little lemony compared to one of my favorite vehicles of all time. I've been a BMW owner for a long time. I actually have my original BMW. It turns 20 years old next month. It's a tank. It's the reason I keep it, is I love it. But a friend of mine said to me, Frank, so he came to my house a couple of weeks back. He lives in Ottawa. And he said to me, Frank, he got a Tesla. He goes, just try it. I go, no, forget. I'm not an EV kind of guy. But then again, that's very close. It's close-minded. So I said, all right. What do you want me to do? He goes, drive it for like the 2 days, the weekend that I'm here. So I did. With the more time I spent in it, I started to like it. Why? Because of the technology. And I am a technology guy. I like learning things and I like knowing things. And I've always loved technology. I'm not saying I'm super advanced when it comes to it, but I like to be in the know. And in the now, of course, we know that. And look, there are pros and cons, and I'm not about to go up and down the list of pros and cons to owning a Tesla. I'm not 1,000% convinced. And then now my friend ended up going out west, and he came to my house, and he lives in Ottawa. I brought him to the airport today here in Montreal. He's gone for almost a week. He brought the Tesla, and he goes, just drive my car. Drive it. I don't know why. He's trying to convince me. I'm like, who put you up to this, Elon? And so I have to be honest. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And there's things, I'll tell you what, a couple of things I don't like about it. The number one thing I don't like about the Tesla is the way it takes away, to me, time is everything. And, you know, I go near my house with my friend to charge it, the supercharger, whatever it's called. And you're sitting there like a bunch of bacalas. For those of you who don't know what bacala is, like it's like a codfish, whatever, right? And salty fish. And You're sitting there like a bunch of hacks waiting for your card to be charged. But then my friend's like, we could watch poker videos on the screen while we're waiting for the charge. I was like, ooh, okay, so we did. And then we talked about poker hands and all that stuff. But then I see the most of the Tesla drivers and they're alone in the car with their kids. And you're in there for 20, 25, 30, 40 minutes sometimes. And I'm looking at this going, no, this is not going to be me. And another thing is then I like to drive to Toronto a lot. I go see my in-laws way past Toronto. They live 2 hours further than Toronto. And I'm like, well, how long? What's the range on this thing? And you're going to have to stop. And then I do the math. And, well, no, I have to stop twice? Like, I already don't like to stop unless I have my dog with me or somebody has to go to the washroom or he has to go take a pee. I don't like stopping when I want to get to my destination. Now I got to stop twice for how long? Oh, I don't know, Frank, a half an hour, 20 minutes. What? No. So there are some negatives right there. And the fact you look like a stoner in the car, right? Just sitting there waiting, wasting your life away. But then again, you're sitting with a bunch of other salams all waiting for the same thing for your car to charge. Now, the good thing is I don't have a charger in my house because I don't have an EV. But if I did, I would imagine it would be easier if you have the charger at home. Here at the studio, thanks to my sponsor, OwnSpace, we have a Tesla charger here. So I asked Paulo, who's the CEO, I go, Paulo, can I use your Tesla charger? He goes, you got a Tesla? Because he's made fun of me several times because he owns a Tesla. He goes, Frank, you should get, he's been telling me as well, you should get a Tesla. And I'm like, I'm not the guy. Anyway, I said, I'm like asking him while I'm doing this podcast, by the way, this is episode 173. Can I charge my Tesla? It's not mine, but the one I'm borrowing or test driving. Can I charge it? Oh, now you want to use the charger. If I get right, go right ahead. And then I'm on the app here. And as I'm doing the podcast, I'm looking down and I'm seeing a charge that I have no problem with. As I'm doing stuff, you know, I go to my other sponsor over at Playground. They have a couple of chargers. I get the charge there. Then I would eventually have one at my house if I end up getting one. So then it starts to make sense. I said, okay, well, that I could deal with, but I'm never going to be one of those blockheads at the supercharging stations waiting for my life, seeing my life go by. Ain't gonna be me. So again, if you're not using this vehicle for long distance, you're using it locally, I see the benefit, I really do. I love the fact you don't have to even touch the brake, it brakes for you, it'll drive for you if you want it to drive for you, even though there are regulations about that. But anyway, it's phenomenal. And what Elon Musk has managed to accomplish, you know, it's the same thing with his SpaceX, you know, his biggest criticizers and his biggest haters all criticize that. But what he's trying to do is quite spectacular. And why shit on somebody who's trying to take us to the next, you know, the next level, the next place and beyond, okay? So I've never looked at him and thought anything other than him being an absolute genius. And the fact that he stands for free speech and he bought Twitter and he's doing such, in my opinion, such great things, even though a lot of the people I know think otherwise. I think he's an innovator and he's a champ and he's a winner. And people like to do what? They like to shit on winners because their lives are not at that level or anything close to it and never will be. They don't have that kind of either intelligence or motivation to amounting to that kind of success level that they would rather shit on the people that are trying to bring us somewhere. Now, I'm not convinced that the Tesla is as good as better than for the environment as a fueled vehicle. I've heard about the battery. The batteries and how bad those are for the environment. And there's a lot of things I'm unconvinced about as well, right? But then you look at gas, you look at electricity, you look at both and go, you weigh both and you say, okay, both are just as bad, I guess, if not worse do some research about it. I don't need to get into that as well. But I'm never going to be close-minded to the point I say, you know, I'm only on one side. That's why when people label you, oh, far right, right wing, conservative, wrong, wrong, wrong. If I've said it a million times, I like RFK Jr. He's a Democrat. I like him. I really do. So many of the things he believes in and has brought to the forefront, especially in the last couple of years, I'm on the exact same page. And so, yeah, I would vote for a good Democrat, for a great liberal, absolutely. I just haven't seen any here on this side of the border. I'm not closed-minded to the point where I would never do this and like vote for a guy like Trudeau, never. Okay, that I'm 1,000% sure. But I'm not, I'm open. I'm open to having a conversation and to asking questions and finding out more about things. And I never want to be so closed-minded that even if I trashed things in the past and said, oh, this was, you know, a certain way back then and I thought a certain way about it, I'm never going to be able to cross over to the other side. I don't know. Life would suck if that were the case. Or if you were too worried in the past when I was younger and worried more about what people think, I really don't give a shit what people think. I really don't, honestly. Who is this person to fucking talk to me like that, right? Who is this person to say this? Like, who are you? Are you Elon Musk? Are you like, no, you're nobody. So you're going to tell me something to try to throw me off my axis? I don't think so. So that's where I'm at. And it's been fun driving this Tesla. Will I ever get one? Who knows? My wife, dead set against it. Not a fan. She was in it tonight. She said it made her nauseous. Okay. And it's funny because why? Why? It's just like any other car. Why did it make her nauseous? Because I would tell her, see, look, I took my foot off the gas. It's braking by itself. Now, all of a sudden, she's freaked out about that. Anyway, go back on a previous thought or opinion that you had and say, no, actually, no, I see it this way now. I think that's wonderful. I think that's great. And I think we all have to have that objectivity, you know, when we're approaching things and to realize just because you said it a certain way for so long, it doesn't mean that your mind can't be changed. Because it would suck at that point if we allow it to get to the best of us and if we're that worried about what people think. I really don't care what people think. I really don't. And you could hear a guy like me, regular everyday schmo like me, say, I hate Teslas. And then 20, 30 episodes later, go, I think I like the Tesla now. And who knows, maybe in a week or two, I'll say, nah, not for me. No, I decided it's not for me. I feel good. I feel good when I'm able to say those things. I know in the past and the way people thought about things in the past, people would be more like, I'm disappointed, right? You'd hear that. You always hear people say that. I'm so disappointed in him. Shocked by what I'm hearing you say. You're not the same person I remember you as, right? Well, then people have that opportunity to tune you out or to walk away and to not have you in their lives. But I think, and I've read many things on this in the last little while, I think when somebody says, I'm disappointed in you, they're more disappointed in the fact that they can't understand what you're saying or that it doesn't reflect their state of mind at the moment. So their natural reaction is to say, well, I'm disappointed, Frank. You know, like you were vegan and vegetarian and now you're eating meat. I'm so disappointed in you. And, you know, you changed, you're not the same person. And then you hated Tesla. Now all of a sudden you like Tesla, like you're all over the place. And I'm so disappointed in you. What happened to you, right? But I think the important thing here, and I'll tell you what happened is with age comes wisdom and growth. And every day we should be growing. And I think when you're able to say, I hate black shirts, and then 2 weeks say, I think the black shirt fits me really well and makes me look cool. And I like black shirts. And you're able to make that transition from liking something to not liking it anymore or the other way around. Something that you never liked, but now you like. It keeps you being unpredictable And having that open mind is everything. It truly is. It's beautiful. It's wonderful that you could be swayed at any time. And I say, throw it at me. If there's something that you think you could change their mind, like, give it your best shot. You know, you don't agree with what I have to say, let me give you an opportunity, or give me an opportunity to change your mind. And likewise, I'll listen to you, and then I might still say, yeah, I don't believe that. I never will. Being open-minded about things is what makes us grow as human beings. Thank you so much for listening to episode 173 of the Drive-By Podcast. It is sponsored by Les Délices Lafrenière. You need a theme cake for your special life celebration, whatever it may be, they will make the perfect theme cake for you. St. Leonard, Rosemere, Pointe-Claire, Montreal West, and the newly expanded store in Brossard. Go online at lesdelicelafrenière.com to reach out to have the cake designed for you for your special occasion. Could even be your wedding. That wedding cake has to taste good, has to look good. It's Les Délices Lafrenière. They will do it for you. Simplement délicieux, simply delicious. I was at Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar earlier this evening and had the Thai steak salad for the first time. It was absolutely mind-boggling. Served on Asian slaw with some mixed greens, marinated pink ginger, roasted sesame seeds and coriander, drizzled with a blend of sweet chili Thai sauce and ginger lime dressing. Mwah! Awesome. We had an amazing dinner, and you can have, for a limited time until March 13th, their signature spinach dip free of charge if you spend a minimum of $40 at Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar. Check out this deal by going to the Drive-By Podcast page at Real Drive-By Podcast on Instagram, screenshotting that coupon that I put up, and get your free spinach dip. It's their signature dip. You will love it. A great appy to start your meal at Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar. If you enjoyed this episode, please 5-star it on Spotify, review or comment on Apple, or check out any of the past episodes with guests on YouTube. It's Freeway Frank. Thank you so much for listening in. I'll catch you again next week. Ciao for now.
The Drive-By with Freeway Frank.
The Drive-By Podcast, brought to you by Own Space.